So Dorothy went first, holding Toto in her arms. The Tin Woodman followed, and the Scarecrow came next. The Lion, although he was certainly afraid, turned to face the Kalidas. And then he gave so loud and terrible a roar that Dorothy screamed, and the Scarecrow fell over backward, while even the fierce beasts stopped short and looked at him in surprise. But seeing they were bigger than the Lion, and remembering that there were two of them and only one of him, the Kalidas again rushed forward, and the Lion crossed over the tree and turned to see what they would do next. Without stopping an instant, the fierce beasts also began to cross the tree. And the Lion said to Dorothy,
"We are lost, for they will surely tear us to pieces with their sharp claws. But stand close behind me, and I will fight them as long as I am alive."
"Wait a minute,"
called the Scarecrow. He had been thinking what was best to be done, and now he asked the woodman to chop away the end of the tree that rested on their side of the ditch. The Tin Woodman began to use his axe at once, and just as the two Kalidas were nearly across, the tree fell with a crash into the gulf, carrying the ugly, snarling brutes with it, and both were dashed to pieces on the sharp rocks at the bottom.